Welcome to Enrico's House of Salsa. We have many very delicious dishes. May I recommend the burning chicken from hell? Very delicious. Your eyes will burn. Your stomach will be on fire. You'll be in the bathroom for a week. Yes, Enrico's. Serving Linwood, the finest in Mexicano cuisine since 1992.
Welcome back to We're All Yankovics.
Woo!
Yeah!
What was that?
I don't know.
That was kind of weird.
Mumbly.
Sure.
Drum is broken glass today.
Dude, was that supposed to be like an Eddie Vedder impression?
That was my Eddie Vedder. No,
wow, that was awful.
I don't know.
Wow,
it's been 20 years since I've heard Eddie Vedder.
Really? You don't listen to Pearl Jam every day?
I don't listen to Pearl Jam every day.
There you go.
Yeah, mine was.
That's my best. I don't know.
Just as.
Mine turns into Hootie sometimes.
Unintelligent. Yeah.
Time. Jeremy Spokane. It's basically the same voice. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Same guy.
Hey, has anybody ever seen them in the same room together at the same time? Eddie Vedder is Darius Rucker.
Yep. Totally.
Pull out the mask like Scooby-Doo.
I would have got it wrong with it, too, if it wasn't for... I don't know.
What'd you say?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow,
we've been
off the rails already.
What? What did you say?
Okay. So mumbly.
Running with Scissors.
Uh-huh.
Good album. 1999.
Good old days.
We talked about. This is his style parody of Zydeco.
Zydeco. Is it Zydeco or Zydeco?
I think it's Zydeco.
You said go.
Zydeco. Yeah.
Pokemon Zydeco.
Yeah.
Gotta catch them all. No, Zydeco. Yes. Everyone loves a good Zydeco song.
Everybody.
I'm sure we all have a collection.
From Zataran's commercials.
Yeah,
to...
and Popeyes. And, and Mardi Gras commercials for Universal Studios.
Universal.
Yeah, and that's pretty much it. Yeah, that's where you would have heard this.
Yep, exactly. And that's about it.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're
goodbye.
Done. See you.
No, there's more to this. No, I mean, that's all you would have heard Zydeco, I guess, unless you live in New Orleans and you hear it all of February, I guess.
Yeah. I don't know anything about the style that much.
No.
But this is fun. It's
yeah.
peppy. It's interesting. Like it's a good song to listen to. You don't really skip it. You know, it's fun. Like
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, exactly. So it's a good song. I mean, I grew up as a grunge kid, so like I know who Eddie Vedder is.
Both wearing plaid right now.
Oh yeah,
we really are.
Wow, that's a little.
We are both grunge kids.
Yeah. So
mine's a flannel too.
Yeah,
I am prepared.
Oh man, but yeah. So I mean, that's a pretty straightforward song, kind of. Like,
yeah, I mean,
the pairing is really odd.
It is, and the timing is really odd too. Just, like you said, it came out in '99. This is a few years after the whole grunge.
Yeah, I mean, Pearl Jam's still around, so it really hasn't declined, but 91 was the beginning,
right?
So this is a good like 8 years later, kind of.
I think this song was written a while beforehand. I know there's a little bit of a gap between Bad Hair Day and this.
Yeah.
So yeah, it was a few years, like three. Yeah.
Yeah, and some of his songs he writes really fast, and then he's like, oh yeah.
If he'd written this in 96, it still would have been a little bit dated, but...
It was 96, yeah.
Yeah, so I think this one should have been...
96 would have been a...
Yeah, it would have been better. Maybe he wrote it a little bit late, just couldn't find room for it on Bad Hair Day.
I mean, Eddie became a little bit more of a personality, I think, later. Like, it delayed a little bit. Like, he didn't start, protesting Ticketmaster and stuff right off the bat, I don't think.
Pretty much. It was,
really?
I think that whole stuff, all that stuff was, 94, 93.
Oh, that's weird, then.
That's when they started, trying to sell their tickets, by themselves. And they're, there's even a joke, I think in Clueless, harder to get into than a Pearl Jam concert. That was referencing the whole thing that they wouldn't go on Ticketmaster, that their concert was really hard to get into.
Yeah, but that's 96.
But Clueless was
96? Clueless was 96.
Really?
Or 95.
Yeah, I was thinking more like 94, but yeah, maybe.
Well, I saw it with my high school girlfriend, so it's 96.
Okay.
Because I didn't get a girlfriend until my senior year.
Well, congratulations. That's a good present. Me neither. Yay! We have more things in common.
Okay, talk about the song a little bit more. The artists are Tom Saber is playing fiddle. Now, okay. If you remember earlier, we talked about his son who played banjo on Truck Driving Song named Pat.
Okay.
So the two of them played on this album.
Sure.
And it's kind of cool. Like, I've looked up some videos of him, and seems like a cool dude-ish kind of guy. Cool
dude-ish kind of guy.
Okay.
For a fiddler, he's all right.
He's also worked on Geronimo and Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Whoa.
Women. Woman.
You went
woman.
Australian there. Medicine.
Medicine.
Medicine woman.
Medicine woman.
Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Medicine Sheila.
Medicine Sheila.
Hey,
that's not a knife.
That's not a scalpel.
It's a scalpel.
Supposed to be precise. What are you doing? Okay, then.
What are we talking about
There's
again?
There's going to be a lot of that in this episode, I think.
Wow. But no, I mean, the references are a bit dated even when this was released, and more so when you listen to it now. But it's a fun song. I love Pearl Jam. It's one of my top bands. I really like when the song came out. We both worked at Universal Studios, and you know, during the Mardi Gras, 2 months that they have, hear an awful lot of this Zydeco, and there's like,
it's just about to start as we record this.
Yes, it is. But there's a few songs that really, like, every time I hear them, make me think of this song. I guess they're like really popular kind of Zydeco hits, I guess.
Yeah.
And like the standards.
Yeah.
And there are so many of the accordion riffs that are like, this song is straight out of them. So
I mean, that's almost more the in, I think, on this song than anything else. I don't know if, like, the fact that he could play accordion in a song that should have accordion in it.
And that's what I love. Weird. That's what I really love. That he gets a good accordion song in this album besides a polka, and he didn't skip the polka, which is great.
Yeah.
But no, this song really showed off his accordion skills, and I love that. And I don't know, I think the song rocks as far as, you know, just a style parody and him using the accordion. I always appreciate that, and it's fun.
It feels sort of like old school Weird Al when he uses the accordion for more than a polka. You're like, oh yeah, because we've even talked about a couple of his hits more recently when they've been like sort of blah. You're like, maybe you should have thrown the accordion into that one. That would have been kind of fun.
It jazzes things up. It's just fun.
Yes, it jazzes things up.
You can't have a really depressing
Zydeco
accordion song.
Things up.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird Al says that he met Eddie Vedder after a Pearl Jam concert in Akron, Ohio. I always say it the
Arkham,
other way.
Arkham, Ohio.
Arkham, Ohio. I am Eddie Vedder.
Is Eddie Vedder Batman? Has anybody seen them in the room together?
Give on a bit of man.
Hear me, Smoker. God. Give on a bit of man. What did he say?
Alive.
God.
Yeah.
How many Pearl Jam songs are we going to throw in this
one? My God. All right. Weird Al said he talked to Eddie for a few minutes. And he seemed like a decent, down-to-earth dude.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what Eddie Vedder said?
No, that's what Weird Al said about Eddie Vedder.
Oh, okay, cool.
All right.
Yeah, he seemed like a down-to-earth dude.
There was also on the Weird Al forums a person, I'm assuming.
Person. I hope so.
I don't know the
Not
gender.
Bot.
Al in it. Allenite?
Allenite.
Allenite, maybe, 27. And he or she met Eddie at a Cubs game.
Yeah.
Like a Cubs event in 19... No, that can't be right.
1945.
Yeah, exactly.
He's a time traveler.
I said I have 18, but there's no way that happened.
What?
There's no way that happened this year. And then he said... he asked about Eddie about Weird Al's song.
Oh, yeah?
And, you know, have you heard it kind of thing?
Yeah.
And Eddie's response was, thought it was great. Al is a hilarious guy.
All right.
So it's good. It sounds like he's down to earth, like Al said.
He's
got
the stamp of approval of Eddie Vedder.
Well, anybody who has like a weird love song to somebody, and you're just like, okay, cool.
Yeah.
Especially when it's one off. You know what I mean? Like, like when it's not, it's a love song, but like it's a love song through another person. Mm-hmm. So therefore it's not quite as creepy.
Yeah.
You know, like if it was like, I'm in love with Eddie Vedder.
That would be a way different song.
Creepy.
Yeah. Well, wow.
No word on Alanis Morissette. I will have to meet her sometime and then ask her. Be like,
well, she has a restraining order against Weird Al now.
Oh, okay.
Heard he's going to be stalking her.
Yes, exactly.
Yep. Maybe she's Eddie Vedder. Has anybody seen her and Eddie Vedder in the same room?
No, but we've seen her naked in one of her videos. So she's probably
not completely, but yeah.
Well, I mean, it would. Yeah.
Her hair covered most stuff.
Oh, did it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she had long hair then.
Was it Anywho. Screaming infidelities? Or no, that's
no,
a different.
No, that's a different group.
Okay.
Anyways, no. This what I like about this song is it's it actually seems like it's autobiographical.
Okay.
So if you really listen to what he's saying. It sounds like this is Weird Al singing this song. I think he was actually dating someone who was like obsessed with Eddie Vedder, and he wrote a song about it. Because like
I could see that
a couple of the lines are like kind of personal and really fit him.
Maybe he's just like good doing at a that, character. Huh? I don't know. Maybe he's just good at writing songs from different. I'm like because he's
yeah.
Like, think of all the other personalities and the like mm-hmm. viewpoints he's had.
Right.
So like,
but this one seems like it's his.
Okay.
To me,
okay.
listening to this like. I think this might actually be one of the songs where he's speaking about himself.
Ooh, interesting.
Yeah. I think my favorite line.
Why didn't you ask him that question when you met him last year?
I didn't get a chance to ask anything. My darn kids. I could just leave them in the audience and they didn't want to come up with me. Arrgh.
You took a picture with them.
Oh, you mean then? I thought you meant in the forum.
No.
Oh, yeah. I guess. I couldn't. You can't really go up and ask them all those questions when you're taking a picture. Sure, I don't know. Man. They charge you extra for that, I think.
Oh, man.
$20 more to ask a question.
Oh, I don't know. It's worth it. It's worth it for the podcast.
I didn't think of this question.
I'll give you $500. You can ask.
Dang it.
25 questions. Quick
wow.
math. And yeah.
Okay.
That'd be great.
Sure. But no, I didn't ask him anything, but I didn't. Wouldn't have thought of that question.
Lyrics.
Yes. Speaking of that.
Mine's just the beginning, you know. Oh, my baby, she don't want me no more. Ever since she saw his poster on that record store, she says the way he grinds his molars is really sexy. She thinks he's so darn dysfunctional and Generation X-y.
All right.
So yeah, just he's doing. This is a good. This is an interesting one because it's not a lot of dad jokes, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, it's not, sometimes his songs get a little bit like, oh, here's the classic Bob Hope lines kind of jokes. But these are like new jokes that he's had to come up with by himself because nobody makes Eddie Vedder jokes, do they?
No.
I mean, I don't think they do. So I appreciated the creativity of the lyrics in this one.
Yeah, I agree. I'm trying to think of where to start my favorite lyric. It's a whole verse kind of leads up to it. I'll just start with, what are the pain in the butt to have so much success, spending all his time moping and avoiding the press, but my girl can't get enough of his sullen demeanor, like he's some big tortured genius and I'm some kind of wiener. Like, that line is what kind of makes you think it was him. Like, yeah, what am I? Some kind of like, you know, some kind of wiener? Look at me, I'm an accordion genius, a parody artist, I've had like all the success, I've been on, you know, the Naked Gun movies, what am I, some kind of wiener? Eddie Vedder, some
yeah, but he was
musician?
In Singles, or whatever that other movie was?
I think it was, Singles?
Was it Singles?
I think
one
it was
of those.
Singles.
One of those.
Mallrats?
No, not Mallrats.
Wasn't it Mallrats?
No, Mallrats is a different movie.
Eh, whatever. One of those movies. Yeah, I think Singles is what it was. Anyways, but no, Weird Al's been in a bunch more movies.
Oh, well then,
there you go. What is he, some kind of wiener?
Well, Weird Al's had a lot more albums before
yes.
he did, and he's totally 20 years older than he is.
Exactly.
You know, so what's not to like?
I think this is from his perspective. Anyways, that's just my theory. John Bermuda Schwartz, if you want to call us up.
Maybe it's from John. Maybe John had this idea.
Did John write this song?
Maybe.
Has anybody seen John and Weird Al in the same room at the same time? Maybe John is Weird Al Yankovic. Wait. No, they're always
that would be really interesting.
No, that would be unusual.
Yeah.
John, call us up. Let us know that you're not actually Weird Al Yankovic. He's going to call us, I swear. One of these days, someone will send him a copy of one of our podcasts. Like, these guys are really wanting you to call
send
him
a copy.
Just, will you please?
Put it on like a
they're
set.
They're going to zip drive it. And
we should totally do that ourselves. We should put a couple episodes on a cassette and then like
sure,
send
on
it.
A cassette.
It'd be so awesome. Why It'd be like not? Old school. How do you not listen to a cassette that you get in the mail?
I guess you have to. I mean, how do you? I'm sure John has a tape player.
Oh, I'm
around.
Sure. With his
retro
hoarding abilities that
exactly.
he has. He seems to have.
He's probably got a boombox from one of his videos or something. I don't know.
There you go.
Anyways. All right.
Well, time for rating.
Ratings.
Believe it or not, we've been able to talk about this for more than 10 minutes, and I'm pretty impressed.
Wow, okay. How about 1 to 5 boxes of Popeye's chicken?
Okay.
It's a Zydeco kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, all right. I'm gonna
That's
give...
what I was thinking.
What?
Okay, Popeye's chicken.
I said Popeye's chicken.
No, you did, but I was just...
Okay. And you've been thinking about it ever since then.
Yeah.
That's why you're so hungry. This is a solid song. Yes, it's a little bit dated. I don't know.
I don't think the dating, like, it's not.
Well, I mean, the references. I mean, like I said, references, even at the time, they were dated. Now they're way dated.
Yeah, but they're not. They're not so specific that it's like a it's not like brand namey in a way that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing, the closest thing to a brand name is music video channel.
Yeah.
And
Ticketmaster.
But Ticketmaster still exists. People know what that is. Like,
yeah. Okay.
It's not as dated as some of his songs.
That is true. That is true. I said a little dated. I didn't say extremely dated.
Okay. Okay.
it's
like you in high school.
Exactly. I was never dated in high school.
A little dated. No, not extremely dated.
I was absolutely not dated at all in high school.
Okay, so what are you giving it?
High school, I give a 1.
Okay.
This song, I will give a 3.5.
Okay.
I almost went higher, but...
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4 because it's just fun.
It is
fun. And I enjoy it. And it's nostalgic, but like it's nostalgic for me for like Eddie Vedder, not necessarily the song itself. It's not... But I liked it when it was a kid, too. Like when I heard it.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't really a kid.
Not really a kid, no.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, actually, I'm going to change mine.
No, you can't change yours.
I can't. It's already written down.
It's already written down.
Darn that ink. All right, no. I was debating between 3.5 and 4.
Well, we can't give it the same or else nothing...
Nothing changes.
Yeah.
3.5. All right.
Okay.
I'll stick with it.
Good.
Is that all we have today?
That's all we have for today.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I'm going to miss you.
Unless you want to talk more about Eddie Vedder.
Maybe off mic.
Okay.
All righty, then.
Oh,
bye-bye.
He's the one who survived the grunge music.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to talk about, real quick, talk about Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
I forgot about that. I retract my bye-bye.
Yeah, you can take all of that stuff. Just type in We're All Yankovics, and you can find us there. You can also get us on iTunes, obviously. Hopefully that's what you're listening to us through. So rate and subscribe and also... write a little ditty up. If you give us 5 stars, I don't care what you put in the description.
Yeah.
So give us 5 stars and write a description up, and then we'll, maybe if it's really cool, we'll read it, even if it's insulting to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why not? I don't care. Just give us some ratings.
Or you can call us up at the Weird Line at 302-72-WEIRD. That's 302-72-WEIRD.
Weird.
You know, you want it. Yeah.
Do it. Use that phone for something besides texting. Alrighty then. Is that it?
I'm grungy and I have a beard.
Yes.
So I call the Weird Line at 302-72-WEIRD.
Yeah.
That was a little wordy there at the end.
That's a good jingle.
Yeah. Okay.
Alrighty then.
Good.
Done.
Remember that whole thing and you'll never forget 302-72-WEIRD.
Because Charlie has a beard and wears flannel.
Yep.
Okay.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye. I said.